how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Anne Frank. This is Fearless Portraits, stories of women leaders, innovators, and trailblazers. Some of them are well known, some are obscure. All work to make a difference in the world. I'm your host, Dan Landau, and today we're learning about the world-famous author Anne Frank. Born in 1929 in Germany, Anne Frank and her family moved to the Netherlands when she was 4 years old to get away from the increasing anti-Semitic persecution under the Nazis. It was not far enough. On May 10, 1940, Hitler's armies invaded the Netherlands and Belgium on their way to France, bringing their hatred with them. So on Monday morning, July 6, 1942, 13-year-old Anne Frank, her parents, and her sister secretly moved out of their Amsterdam apartment and into a set of hidden rooms in the annex of her father's company offices. Four other Jews later joined them in this space, and a bookcase was placed in front of the door to hide it. With the aid of a few trusted colleagues, the eight of them stayed hidden from the Nazis for 25 months. Eventually, they were betrayed, and on August 4, 1944, the Nazis raided the secret annex. Anne and her companions were all shipped off to concentration camps. The family's hiding place was cramped and uncomfortable, and the secret residents had to stay very quiet to avoid detection. With little else to do in their attic rooms, Frank passed the time writing in a diary she had received as a birthday gift shortly before they went into hiding. Written as a series of letters to Kitty, an imaginary friend she confided to, Anne documented the events in hiding, as well as her thoughts and feelings. It was a therapeutic practice for her. In one letter to Kitty, Anne wrote, quote, "I can shake off everything as I write. My sorrows disappear. My courage is reborn." The diary was more than just a creative outlet for the young Anne. It was a place for her mind to run free, in sharp contrast to the physical realities in hiding. She would reflect on the beauty of the world, noting to Kitty that "I don't think about all the misery, but about all the beauty that still remains. Think of all the beauty still around you and be happy." And how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Not one to be held back by her youth, Anne also wrote, "Although I'm only 14, I know quite well what I want. I know who was right and who was wrong. I have my opinions, my own ideas and principles. And although it may sound pretty mad from an adolescent, I feel more of a person than a child. I feel quite independent of anyone." What began as a way to pass the time became a dream of a published book. All told, Anne wrote around 50,000 words longhand in her diary. She did not finish the manuscript before her murder. The last letter to Kitty was dated 3 days before her arrest. After the Allies liberated Auschwitz, Anne's father, Otto, returned to Holland to find he was the sole survivor from the eight who had hidden together. He was gifted with Anne's writings by one of the people who had helped support the family in hiding and had found the papers after the raid. Otto found Anne's account deeply moving and decided to fulfill his daughter's ambition by publishing the diary as a book in 1947. He hoped it would educate readers on the dangers of prejudice and discrimination towards others. For 25 months, Anne preached love, courage, and hope in the face of evil, hatred, and oppression. In the decades since, the book has proven her words true that, quote, "In the long run, the sharpest weapon of all is a kind and gentle spirit." She's influenced generations of leaders, including South African leader Nelson Mandela, who cited Anne as an inspiration during his apartheid imprisonment. Today, her diary has been translated into more than 70 languages and sold more than 30 million copies worldwide. The diary's enduring impact is summed up with these words Anne wrote after living in hiding for more than 2 years. "It's a wonder I haven't abandoned all my ideals. They seem so absurd and impractical. Yet I cling to them because I still believe, in spite of everything, that people are truly good at heart." The Nazis arrested Anne and her family 3 weeks later. Anne's portrait in the Fearless Portrait Project consists of an ink drawing on a map of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. The rooms where Anne Frank and her family and the others spent 25 months hiding from the Nazis are now a museum and is located to the left of her eyes on the map. See the portrait in the show notes with a transcript and a full list of our sources for this episode at danlandau.net. Subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts. You can follow the show on Instagram at danlandauart for behind-the-scenes content and a view into my art creation process. This music is researched and produced by me, Dan Landau. Music comes from Giovane Bruno and Michael Coburn. If you know of someone we should profile on the show, please email me at artwork@danlandau.net. That's artwork at danlandau.net. Tune in next time to learn about another changemaker.